Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story because summer is coming to an end and the birds are moving along. Some of them are going to be heading south for the season here. If you're living in the United States, and I don't know, some of them may actually be coming to where you live. But we're going to read about the birds because they are on our mind and we get to see them every morning. So today's story is called Consider the Birds. It was written by Jennifer Grant and it's illustrated by Juliana Swiney. And I will, of course, be putting this up on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you're wanting to grab a copy of this book so that you can follow along with us and help these authors and these illustrators, that would be fantastic. And in the meantime, we should tell you who's reading this story. Today, it is read by Mommy and
Philip?
Oh my goodness, you guys. It's not every day we get Philip to join us, but today my little bird is climbing up right next to me, getting cuddly, and we're having a story. It's time. Are you ready? Okay. Hungry and loud, one blue jay dives down from way up high. He screams, "Eat, eat, eat!" After he's done, he bows his feathery crown and disappears back into the sky. I wonder what he ate. Two mourning doves scout for seeds on the ground. Friends forever, faithful and true, they pair up for life. Two by two. Do you know that some birds do that? They say, "I will be with this other bird forever." And they stay together, a mommy and a daddy bird. Kind of like how humans. Yeah. Next to swoop in from the top of the tree are three black-capped chickadees. They cling to the feeder as it swings and sways and grab a quick bite before flying away. Remember when we saw the black-capped chickadee in that tree by the rocks? Do you remember? It was so pretty. And we said, "What is that?" And we took a picture of it and then looked it up later on. With tiny pointed beaks, four house wrens feast on spiders and bugs. Do you know that's one of the best things about spiders and bugs? They get to be eaten by birds. A bright red cardinal is next to arrive, and with the wrens, he makes bird number five. Count the birds along with me. Cardinals are another pretty fancy bird. They like to stay together forever, too. Let's see. And we can see all the birds in the bird feeder. They're excited. A squirrel twirls his tail around a branch and flips upside down. Oh, how he wishes he could reach the seed. The frightened cardinal flies away. But for now, the wrens choose to stay, and there are the four nibbling wrens. A moment ago, they flew back to their nest, but here comes a chickadee, and look, here come the rest. Three hungry chickadees take turns eating and singing, "Sweetie, sweetie,
sweetie." Why
don't I sing tea? I don't know, but I sure think it's a good thing to have every now and then, don't you? You got a sweetie?
No, sweet tea.
Oh, I like that too. The mourning doves tiptoe at the base of the tree. They wonder who gave them this seed and ask, "Who could it be?" Ooh-hoo, who, hoo, hoo. Two curious doves. One blue jay shoos the others out of the way to grab his cracked corn stack. This stubborn, greedy jay acts selfish and proud, every single day. Now, all I'm saying is all the other birds better hide their eggs, because that jay, he will naughty. And now they've all gone, each back to its nest. It's evening now, and the birds need their rest. Consider, which, do you know what consider means? It means to think about, mull something over, sort of run it through in your brain. Consider the birds of the air. God gives them food to eat, friends to nest with, and their own songs to sing. You know what else is true? God loves you just as you are and takes care of you too. And you know what else is true? I sure like you too. And I'm glad that I can sit and have a story with you. Mm-hmm. And that, our dear sweet friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.